Blog Talk Radio.
You're tuned to
Disorderly Conduct
with your host,
Vincent the Bay.
Vince in the Bay.
Hi there, honey. I'm number one-y.
Hi there, fella. I'd like to see you after the show.
Friday. That's right. The Friday edition of the program starts now. It's Friday the 13th. I'm not prepared either. I didn't no theme music. No, I should have some sort of Friday the 13th music, and I don't. I failed. It's all good in the hood. Shouts out to Milktastic for showing up on time. Appreciate it. No underpants tonight. That's right. Free balling. Free ball Friday, honey. Just for you. If you wanna call in, the lines are open. 347-826-7667 is the numero. Free ball Friday, kids. Free ball motherfucking Friday. And I have no agenda other than, not wearing any underpants. Aside from that, I guess what I need to do is turn to the Vince in the Bay Times. Well, first of all, I got to go to Twitter. Twitter, I swear, that's how I Oh, shouts to Fat Red Dragon. I hung out on the 420 Grindhouse earlier today, and apparently somebody caught wind, somebody in the Flawless organization, the Flawless crew, caught wind of it, and they trolled FRD pretty damn hard, actually. It was pretty funny. And I think I'm going to take, that's going to be one of those I think I'm going to have to steal for the archives. That was pretty good. He got trolled. That was FRD's introduction to the Flawless Crew. And Flawless Crew were pretty much the first troll crew that ever trolled me really, really hard. Yeah, yeah. And I don't know, I guess... It is what it is. I'm Vincent the Bay. I'm taking your calls tonight. I'm getting distracted here. I'm getting messages left and right. Let's see. Let's take a look at the chat room. Oh, Easy Rider, Hugh G, Erection, and MILFtastic. Yes, huge. I don't know if you can hear, but my roommate is blasting his stereo as loud as he possibly can. So I can't, if there's some bleed through, I swear to God, I can't help it. I have very thin walls in the apartment here that I live in and do the show out of. And he's blasting some punk rock, and I don't know. I can't do anything about it. It's really kind of annoying, actually. I can't believe they're actually like sitting in there. It's insanity. But whatever. It is what it is. I'm Vincent the Bay. I'm taking calls. Let's go to the phone lines. Area code 937, you're on the air. What's up?
Dude, I haven't been on in a minute. Damn.
Yeah.
I'm working way too much. Oh.
That's good, man. You're stacking your chips. That's a good thing.
Dude, I just have one question. I'll call back later and shit, but when's Goofy and them gonna get in here?
Oh, I don't know. I think those guys are... Who God knows. I think they're over at Debbie Daly's show. I was over there for a while, and that's where I last saw them. So they're probably going to hang over there for a little while. Yeah, everybody.
I hate that bitch.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know, I like Debbie at times, and at times, you know, it's hit and miss. You know, you can't always be on. You know what I mean? It was entertaining for a while, but she's. It looks like she's getting starting to get trolled kind of hard. So. I don't know. I do my show regardless. Sometimes I'll extend my show if I'm really, you know, sort of engrossed in another show. But you know, I'm doing my thing, man. So I'm not really too worried about what's going on over there. You know what I'm saying?
Right. I feel you on that.
Yeah, man. So what's on your mind tonight, bro? You've had a long, hard work week. You know, it's Friday night. You want to relax. You want to let loose. What would you
do? Dude, that's the thing. I can't because they're making me work Saturday.
Those bastards.
Dude, we're behind on production. A dude got his fingers chopped off in a press. We had to be shut down for 2 days.
That's horrible. It's a lot of lost. Yeah, it's a lot of lost production. I can see that. Yeah. Hey, you got to do what you got to do. It's business.
Dude, I know it, but. It's a 10-hour shift, and I've been on this for like 3 months straight. It sucks. We haven't had an 8-hour shift in months. I'm just so tired.
Yeah, it's all good, bro. Hey, you know what? Just sit back, relax, hang out, lay low in the cut. What kind of music are you into, bro? I want to play a track for you, get you in the right mood. What are you in the mood for to listen to music? Take a little quick break.
Oh, shit. Let me see here. Do some Big Brother and the Holding Company, a combination of the two with Janis Joplin.
Let me see if I have that. Do you have a backup? Do you have a backup choice? You want something classic rockish? Is that what you want?
Something like psychedelic rock. You got some Iron Butterfly and then I got a DaVita.
I got some Grateful Dead.
Dude, some dead'll work.
Like some Dark Star. This is pretty psychedelic, and this is like the most psychedelic Grateful Dead song of all time.
Yeah, dude. All right, play all right, that. Dude. I'll call back in a bit.
Yeah, dude. Yeah, trip out to this. Trip out with this, bro. You'll be good. All right, we'll be right back. Vincent the Bay.
Thank you. tuned to Disorderly Conduct with your host, Vince in the Bay. Give us a call, bitches. 347-826-7667. And now, back to the show.
Rubles is pissing me the fuck off. He's giving me shit about telling him to turn the music down. I told him to turn the music down. He's got the music on full blast right now, okay? That's 1,000%, right? Or I'm sorry, 100%. I'm asking him, I just said, hey, just turn it down to like 75%, all right? You can still have it, you can still jam to it, but just like, how about like 75% instead of 100%? Dude puts it down to 50% and just starts giving me a bunch of crap. I'm like, you don't have to turn it down that much, but just a little bit. You know, 80%, 90%. That's just not 100%, you know? Oh, man. I just don't hear the end of it. And I have a song I'm going to play in his honor, too. Easy Rider, I don't care about your Jimmy Fallon. What, you want me to stop my show and go watch Jimmy Fallon right now? Is that what you want me to do, Easy Rider? Is that what you're telling me? Should I just stop the show and go watch fucking Jimmy Fallon? Are you telling me I should just throw in the towel? What else is on, by the way? Like, tell me what else is on. So once that's over, what should I watch after Jimmy Fallon? I want to get this settled before I go, Jesus Christ. The hell is going on here? I love you, Easy Rider. Good times, bro. Good times. Anyway, I'm getting Skyped here. I'm getting distracted. I apologize, folks. I'm distracted here. I'm getting messages. I'm bombarded by messages. I really need to focus here. 50 rubles really took me off my game there, I think. Now I almost wish I didn't go over there and tell him to turn the music off. I wish I could have just kind of kept going here. Whatever. It is what it is, right? 347-826-7667 is the number. And if you want to follow me on Twitter, it's twitter.com/VinceInTheBay. twitter.com/VinceInTheBay. Also youtube.com/VinceInTheBay. And there's also the Vince in the Bay Times. I got to figure out what the site is for that, but that's right, the Vince in the Bay Times is out. What? Oh, yes. Pornography was found inside of Bin Laden's compound. That was a big news item today. Oh, hey, let's... yeah. They're getting desperate to draw out this Bin Laden story. They're getting down to his porn collection now. That's how you know they're beating the story to death. Once they come up with stories about his pornography now. What's this? The story on Jim Norton in the entertainment section of CNN? Are you kidding me? It's crazy. Whatever. George W. Bush on Bin Laden's death. Quote, "The guy's dead. That is good." Nothing gets by that guy. I got to tell you. George W. Bush, congratulations. Captain Obvious. Yeah, not really anything going on in the news. At least in the Vince, looking at the Vince and the Bay Times, there's not really much going on. So that was kind of a dud. Oh, well, it is what it is. I'm Vince of the Bay. I'm taking your calls. 347-826-7667. You call that number. You can just listen in if you call in. If you want to join the conversation, well, if you want to initiate a conversation, let's put it that way, you can press the number 1, and then that puts you on the air. Or no, press number 1, that alerts me, that raises your hand, and alerts me that you want to be put on the air. All right, so now that that's settled, shouts to Goofy Bone. My man, Goofy Bone, in the building. Eat a Xanax. Now I got something that'll work better than a Xanax, dude. Way better than a Xanax. So, Easy Rider. Have you heard me, speaking of medication, wonder if Easy Rider heard me on the Ghost Show on 420 Well, take it. Yeah, I knew. I know. I need to take it. I need to take something. All right, I'll take a smoke break. I'll do that. How about that? Oh yeah. By the way, Goofy Bone, if you're listening, bro. I finally saw your poster. It was in Debbie Daly's her slideshow for her show page had your poster in it, and I thought it was pretty badass, dude. I wanted to give you a shout out for that, man. That was pretty awesome. And you got to send me a copy of that or a link to that or something, because I really liked that a lot. That was cool. And yeah, good times. Anyway, any hoot, you know what it is, folks. It's Free Ball Friday. Yep, Free Ball Friday. So without further ado, we have to go into the Free Ball Friday theme song. And here it is. Enjoy. I'll be back in a little bit. I'm gonna play the song, take a little smoke break, and I'll be back, hopefully, with your calls. If you would just dial the numero on the screen there, 1-347-826-7667. Remember, kids, pants but no underpants.
All right, from the top, free balling. She's a good girl. Loves her mama, loves Jesus, and America too. She's got big tits, crazy about humping. She loves bareback and a vibrator too. It's a long day living in the Bay. It's a long day, 'cause I got a big penis. There's a hippie running through the yard, and I'm a bad boy, 'cause I don't even miss her. I'm a bad boy for wearing no underpants, 'cause I'm free balling. Yes, I'm free ballin'. Yes, I'm free ballin'. That's right, I'm wearing any underpants tonight, kids. I hope you aren't either. That's because I'm free ballin'. That's when you're wearing pants with no underpants. Try it sometime. Enjoy it. Be liberated.
Her brother, Friday's child. hard time. But it's child, that's me. Freddy's child, good looks have survived. Freddy's child makes something look like nothing. Freddy's child, am I? Forget to bury.
Tune to Disorderly Conduct with your host, Vince in the Bay. Give us a call, bitches. 347-826-7667. And now, back to the show.
Shouts to Super Sour Diesel for making me feel A-OK. And, we lost Easy Rider in the process there. That's fine. He told me to take a Xanax or a reasonable facsimile thereof. And I, of course, took his advice. And dabbled back in. Unfortunately, I don't have any indica strains on me at the moment. But I do have this ripping super sour diesel that's treating me oh so good. Shouts to Fat Red Dragon, Goofy Bone, Hugh G. Rection, and MILFtastic. Showing serious love, the hardcore. I believe this hour is troll-free. Wow, didn't we have a great time on the FRD show today, the 420 Grindhouse? That was a good time, man. Fat Red Dragon got introduced to the Flawless crew this afternoon. He got his Flawless crew cherry-popped, if you will. Congratulations, FRD. You now are infamous in the Flawless universe. You'll probably have a Wikipedia made of you, if you're lucky. That's right. I think that I'm pretty sure they have. They still have my Wikipedia up somewhere. Those bitches don't fuck around. Okay, he turned the music back up to 10 again. He turned it down for one song. He's blasting like God knows what. I guess I'm just gonna have that's just gonna be my music bed for the whole night. You probably can't even hear it at home. That's fine. Don't matter. It's all good. It's Vince in the Bay. This is how we do it. It's Friday night, Free Ball Friday. I really just don't give a shit. It's open lines. If you want to join in, now is the time to do it. Wide open lines. Nothing going down in the hometown. You can't hear it? Okay, good. Well, it's not happening right now, but it's okay. What else is going on? What's on your mind, Miltastic? Any questions from the audience? This is Q&A portion of the program now. FRD, Goofy Bone, Huge Erection, and Miltastic, if you would like to just chat your questions to me, I will recite them on air and then answer them. It's a great little Q&A session we'll have now. Or not. What the hell else is going on? I got nothing right now. I can't believe this. What else happened today? Oh, I went down to the skate spot today. That was cool. I don't understand how that worked out though. I went down to the skate spot with 50 rubles. He's like, "Hey, you got to come down with me to the skate spot." I go down there. He spends like 20 minutes waxing a little curb in this cul-de-sac. It was like 20 minutes waxing it. I walk around the corner, come back, and he's gone. He's already back at the house 5 minutes later. He spent like 20 minutes waxing this curb, and he skated it for like 5 minutes and went home. I couldn't believe it. The Troll Night Massacre. What the fuck is that, Goofy Bone? I'm sorry, I just looked at my email. Is Goofy still in the chat? Goofy, you should call into, if you can hear me, you should call into the show and explain this. The Troll Night Massacre. What the hell is that? In the meantime, Hugh G. Rection asks me a question. Thank you, Hugh. Appreciate it. The question from Hugh is, Vince, what do you think of Ron Paul? Of course, Ron Paul officially declared his candidacy. Was it today? I think he officially announced today. And I love Ron Paul. I think he's amazing. He was part of my political awakening as a person, as an individual, as a sovereign individual. I can't even say it. He was a part of my personal awakening. And all the political and social bullshit that's out there. He's one of the few politicians that just tells you how it is, tells you how, you know, he doesn't mince words, you know. He's not the most articulate guy. He's just sort of a quiet, you know, humble old guy, you know. I love a lot of his philosophy. I love his enthusiasm. I love the energy of his fans. I actually, full disclosure, I registered as a Republican in California in 2008 for the elections, the primaries, so I could vote for Ron Paul, because the only way I could vote for Ron Paul in the primaries is if I registered as a Republican. I would think it was an independent. That was just an independent, non-partisan, whatever it is, not any affiliated party. But they do, in California, they don't allow independents to vote in the primaries. And I wanted to vote for Ron Paul, so I registered as a Republican. So I'm technically a Republican, but I'm really an independent. And it really doesn't matter. It's all a joke. But I love Ron Paul and what he brings to the game, and I'm really glad he announced, and I hope he stays in it to win it and stays until the bitter end. And I think he'll do – I bet you he gets double the numbers this time. I think he was averaging around 5 to 10% in his competitive states. if I recall, I don't know the exact numbers, but if I recall correctly, he had a couple of showings where he was second or third. He might have came in first in a couple, but I imagine he doubles or maybe triples his showing this year, this time around. Maybe he's, you know, he could pull it off. Seriously, like think of his platform. He's got the platform that a lot of people on the left like, as far as foreign policy. Like Chris Matthews was biting his dick today. I caught that. I was shuffling around some papers today, and I had the MSNBC in the background, and crazy old Chris Matthews was on, and he's talking about normal people. I couldn't believe my ears. Chris Matthews is going on and on about normal, what normal people think and what normal people do. Like he's talking about Romney, how Romney's like this plastic like Ken doll. I say like a lot, my bad. I'm working on it. Give me a break. Hugh G. Rection follows up with a couple of things here. What's he saying? Let's see. He doesn't like the Republican Party. Neither do I. Well, and Hugh is also saying, well, if all candidates got to run, we'd have a better selection of people who are going to steal from us. So Hugh is basically saying, at the end of the day, or at the end of the day, I hate it when people say at the end of the day, and I'm starting to say it, goddammit. But he's saying that doesn't matter because these people are going to steal from us no matter what, whether they say stuff we like or not. And that's the thing is Ron Paul is sort of a contradiction in a way. In fact, the libertarians that actually run for office are kind of a contradiction in terms. If you think about it, like they're supposed to be anti-government, small government. They're supposed to be a non-government. Then why are they in the government? Why are they taking their paycheck from the government? That, I mean, all these people do is complain about how the government's taking your money, and yet they're all getting their paycheck from the government. Why don't they just donate their salary and their pension and their benefits and everything? I don't see why these people need to be paid at all, to tell you the truth. I don't know why any government employee, a civil servant, these are our public servants. They shouldn't be getting a paycheck at all. Nothing. There should be minimal cost. This is all should be volunteer donated time. Maybe have a few people, you know, minimal staff, but I don't see why 90% of people in government jobs and civic institutions, like, of course, Congress for sure. Congress, the Senate, President, all these people, they should not, the elected officials should not be paid a dime. But I like getting back to Ron Paul. I love Ron Paul. I like his message. I don't know if I'm so extreme on the foreign policy. I certainly want to reduce our presence in the world militarily. Absolutely, I'd like to see our military presence cut in half. I'd like to see our foreign aid to countries such as Pakistan. You have like $1 billion a year to Pakistan, and they harbor the man who allegedly plotted 9/11. Are you kidding me? For 10 years, we've been giving these people $1 billion a year to hide the guy we're supposed to be looking for. What a joke. Yeah, so... yeah, write your congressperson, whatever. Go. You know what's better? Go to their office. That's what I did. I just went straight to the office. I got it on video, too. I'll show it to you. It's on the YouTube. All right, 347-826-7666666666. Yeah. So there you have it. The lines are open. Don't be shy. Don't be bashful. Please, please join me. And I'll tell you what, I'm going to take a little break here and play a classic cut. This is, I sat down with Don Nicolione quite a few times. No. I know what I'm going to play. This is what I'm going to play. Yeah, this is it. So in honor of our my appearance on Frat Red Dragon's show earlier where he got trolled by the Flawless Crew, I'm going to play a track here. This classic cut. There's a Flawless friendly show on VTR called, and it's done by the host Granny Tranny. I don't know if you've ever seen Granny Tranny out there, but Granny Tranny runs in the same circle as the Flawless Kids. Let's just put it that way. And she's a good friend of mine, a good friend of the show, and I like to hang out with her from time to time. And I don't know, a couple weeks ago, I stopped through Granny Tranny's show, and this is what happened. Check it out.
Hello.
Hello.
How you be, Vince? How are you doing?
Hey, ladies. It's Vince in the Bay. How you doing?
I'm so sexy.
Hey, there's plenty of me to go around, sister, so take a number. It's all good.
You ain't gonna steal from me, are you, Vince?
I'm sorry, Granny. What'd you say? I'm still back basking in your sexiness. What was that?
I say you ain't gonna steal from me, are you, Vince?
Oh, I don't know what you said, but it doesn't matter. I love you too, baby.
Well, I was saying you ain't gonna steal from me. The only thing I want you to steal from me is my puss.
I'm definitely gonna. Yeah, I'll definitely work on your puss. No problem. Well, we can take it. You want to take care of that now on air? Oh, do you want to do this now on air, ladies? We can do this right now for sure.
Yeah,
well, hey, you
have
a
man
of
the night. And my hooker team get the party started with you.
Yes, we will have a menage a trio. You're right.
I just got one question. Do you prefer to be on the top, or do you prefer to be on the bottom?
I like to be on the bottom. I like to have the lady in charge. I like to have, well, when I'm watching porn, I like reverse cowgirl, but I like regular cowgirl when I'm the participant, so I can see the boobies dangling in front of my face. Yeah, that's my favorite position.
Oh, so you like boobies? Cause you breastfed. Who even made me chow boobies?
Who wasn't?
Oh, well, I don't like titties. I'm sorry. I was never breastfed. Wait, I lost what y'all was talking about, but go ahead.
Hey, Granny Tranny, are you smoking on some of the goody good tonight like I am?
Look, Vince, I ain't had to smoke on something tonight. You know, I stopped at Lucky's before I came home to get me a bottle of wine. And I went through the self checkout and I was telling them, you know, we green out here in Cali. So I had my own bag with me. And, you know, I must have walked off and forgot to grab my change, which was $88. And there was a man right behind me. But when I realized I had to realize I left my change when I was at the front door, so I turned around and come back. Well, by that time, the man had them bagged up his shit and he was gone. And after they reviewed the tape, you know, the man was gone.
Wow. That's unreal.
I gonna be using self-checkout no more, and the next man gonna pay for what the last man did.
You know what? I'm not a big fan of self-checkout either, but I am a big fan of self-pleasure.
You down with that sexual gratification, that self-gratification?
That's, yes, yes, the answer is yes, I am down with that, yes, very much so.
Well, you know, sometimes I be looking at myself, some days I look at myself in the mirror, and even with me being 72, I still want to touch myself. If
hey,
I could,
hey,
I would...
hey, I don't want to hear about it, Pixar, or it's not true, Pixar, it didn't happen.
Now, Grandma, ooh, ooh, Jesus, shit, this is some good shit. But anyway,
yeah.
We ain't got number 3 minutes left.
All right, so
I
who's
going to
go down on me first? Wait, who's going to go down on me first?
I reckon Grandma Hooker Jean. Hell,
right, so she's
got
a... All right, so Hooker G, you're going to have to eject the dentures now, and we're going to have to go at this here. It's going to have to be a quickie, I guess.
Oh, no, nah, you're going to have to take Granny Trini first. Granny Trini's going to have to go first because she got no gag reflex.
Well, let me drink some more of this.
Right, whatever it's got to be. However it's got to be. Let's just do this.
What a silly Negro.
I don't know, winning, anyone?
Análisis de forma de vida completado. La especie es destructiva y invasora, nociva, peligrosa para la integridad del todo.
Hit it.
El hombre.
Okay, party people in the house.
You're tuned to Disorderly Conduct with your host, Vincent the Bay.
Some fruity-ass little fruit bowl named Vincent the Bay.
Vince in the Bay.
Vince the Bay.
She gave me.
Vince in the Bay.
Vince in the Bay.
Representing the Bay.
Yahoo.
Hell nah, boy. Vince in the Bay, boy. Ah!
Vince is a slum troll.
That's right.
Cactus. We're on the network.
Fuck you, bitch!
Penis, 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 penis.
Dance, dance, dance.
Thank you, very nice.
Losers winning. Bye-bye.
I don't get down like that.
Gotta like me.
Oh, my God.
Weird, weird, weird. Weird, weird, weird. Did you? Where's one of them?
I'm a troll. A liar.
Run away! Run away!
Call in now, biatches, 347-826-7667. And now your host, Vincent the Bay.
Oh, yeah. Hey, it's Vincent the Bay back with you. 347-826-7667. And, oh, my God, so much is happening in the world today. I can't keep up with it all. Bin Laden's got his porn stash exposed. What else? I've got my balls exposed right now because it's Free Ball Friday, of course. But looking here on the screen here, I got apparently Kim Kardashian and her butt. Which you can actually use as a drink coaster. You can actually leave your one of the things about Kim Kardashian that's very practical about her. Not only is she hot and have a great ass, but it sticks out and like a shelf, okay? And you can actually sit a drink on it while you're talking to her. It's each, you know, there's each bun, each cheek has enough of a shelf and is protruding out. Three-dimensionally from her body enough to where it's like a shelf where you can literally rest your drink on there. It's fine. It's great. And so apparently Kim of said
large behind, has some advice for Miss Bristol Palin, who apparently is a new going to be a new reality star sensation. Can't wait. I love Bristol. She's so hot. Anyway, Kim Kardashian has some advice for Bristol Palin, and I don't know what the fuck that advice is. Don't do anything to play up for the cameras. Just be yourself. Duh. Wow. Wow. That is deep. Thanks, Kim. Appreciate it. A cast member. Of course, we know Kim from being a cast member of Keeping Up with the Kardashians. Kardashian has been a reality star for many years and has had many tips for Palin. Another one is, quote,
The more authentic something is, the more people will really see it and tune in and love it. So I just wish her the best of luck on her whole reality show. It's a lot. It's a lot. Really, it's a lot. Sharing that personal side of you is—it's like, people don't know what people are gonna think, but it doesn't matter. Just as long as you're having fun, just have fun with it, girl.
Oh my God. So apparently, Palin's new program, which is slated to air later this year, will follow her relocation from Alaska to Los Angeles with her little boy Trip. She's going to work on a small charity while living with her close friends, Chris and Kylie Massey. Chris and Kyle? Are they gay? Chris and Kyle Massey? All right, what the hell? All right, I'm getting Twittered here from an old friend of the show. I got to look at this for a second. Hang on. Let me put some dialing music on here. Oh, man. See, this is why I need, like, a producer or something. Speaking of which, Kishu, you should start producing. Kishu, is that you?
Yes, it's always me, baby bun.
You know what?
I made it out of the swap meet alive. Oh, my
no
God.
Shit.
I never thought I would. But I spent way too much money. I got cute shoes. I got really cute shoes. I got some perfume. I got some fucking really cheap makeup. I mean, I didn't really spend a lot of money. I spent like $30. No, that's a lie. But it doesn't matter how much I spent. I didn't spend a lot. But I did good. But I got two cute, really cute sandals. I got two things of perfume. I got a new neck ring for my neck. I got some really cute scented lotion. I got a pair of jeans and two shirts. I think that's it. I can't really remember right now off the top of my head, but oh yeah, and some makeup. And I did really good. I took a certain amount of cash and I said I'm not going to spend any more than that. So I was proud of myself because I don't really, I don't need to blow money on bullshit like that, but I did good. I got pretty much exactly what I needed. I needed sandals. I needed a pair of jeans for summer. I needed some perfume. And I needed a neck ring. So I did good.
You did more than good, honey. You did fantastic. You made out like a bandit. And I bet you only paid like $50 for all of that.
Yeah, it was around that. It was pretty good. I did really good. That's why I love the fucking Tucson Swap Meet. It's so fucking worth that. It's amazing. Oh my God, I have to pee so bad.
Ooh,
I always
have to
pee when I'm on your show.
I know. It's. I think if you and I ever get together, we're gonna have to do like golden showers or something. You just have to pee.
Oh my God. Oh my God. Never.
No.
That would never happen. No. You're crazy.
All right, just throwing it out there. I don't know. Some chicks are crazy like that. I'm willing to do anything to please a lady. I don't care. I mean, I'm not.
God,
that would not be my first choice to have any urination involved, but if, I don't know, I guess if I really loved a chick, I don't know. I wouldn't want that to be like a normal thing. But I had a chick that would like insist on like peeing in the shower with me all the time. That kind of grossed me out.
That is weird, yeah. Weird, pretty weird. I don't know about that.
Like we used to shower together, and that was great. I loved showering with her. I love showering with the lady. Lathering both the front and the back, and you know how it goes. Anyways, but she would insist on just like not going to the bathroom, going pee before she got in the shower, or waited till getting after. She insisted on doing it. In the shower, and while I was in there with her, you know, it's probably one thing. It's like, okay, all right. I still kind of thought it was kind of weird to just pee in the shower to begin with. I mean, whatever, it drains out. It's all good. Whatever, I get it. But when you're in there with somebody else, it's kind of, I don't know. Wouldn't that kind of bother you?
Yeah. No, pee is gross, dude. Like, pee is really gross. Like, I can't even do the just toilet paper thing. I have to, like, baby wipe the fuck out of myself because I'm like, I don't want to pee on myself. Gross.
No. Okay, good. Thank God. I mean, yeah, it's all good. All right, cool. This is a good news. I think in about 5 minutes we're going to be joined by a very, very old friend of the program. Actually, this is – I really hope this guy calls in. His name is Rawls. Cube, I guess Cube is what he goes by. This is the guy that introduced me to BTR. This is how I...
Keisha,
you're really loud. You're making a lot of noise. What the hell is going on?
Oh, I just got over here.
I'm going to mute you for a second because
you're
making a lot of noise, all right? But I'll bring you on in a little bit, Keisha, because I want to preface this... But I have this guy coming on, hopefully going to be coming on in a minute here. But this guy, I know him. I know BTR because I know this guy. I followed this guy on Twitter. Oh, man, it must have been 2 or 3 years ago now. 2009, I guess. 2008, 2009, somewhere around there. Whenever I started Twitter, one of the first people I started following was this guy, Cube. And... I used to see him get in these. He was sort of when I first got exposed to Twitter, and there was all these Twitter battles that I got exposed to really early on, like a lot of mostly political flame wars, typically between liberals and conservatives. And just being a voyeur, I just kind of liked following all these people and watching them talk smack all day long on Twitter. I was like, this is amazing. This Twitter is really unbelievable. I can't believe this new technology. I can watch people talk smack all day long. All I have to do is follow them and just sit back and watch the sparks fly. I thought it was hilarious. And some of these people are famous, or I've seen on TV at least, you know, all of a sudden you're following comedians and everybody, whatever, blah, blah, blah. But this dude, Cube, was one of these people that, I don't know, somehow I ended up following him, and he was really funny. He was one of these people that I thought was bringing some, at least bringing some humor to the table. And once upon a time, he posted a link for his radio talk show that he was doing, and I clicked on it one time. Like he would post it every once in a while. He'd be like, I'm doing my radio show. And be like, whatever. People spam their shows and all that stuff all the time. You don't really think twice about it. But I don't know. For some reason, I forgot what it was. But for some reason, I was inspired to click on the link once. I don't know. Maybe it was a topic that I was. I think actually, speaking of Ron Paul, I had a call earlier about Ron Paul. I think for some reason, I called in regards to Ron Paul. I think it had. Oh, I know what it was. It was right around that Iran. The whole Iran Twitter green revolution bullshit where everybody's turning their goddamn Twitter avatars green and in solidarity with the people of Iran. And, oh, my God, it was just absolutely ridiculous. And during the sort of heat and height of that, I think that's when Cube did his show, and I was really like kind of, I don't know, caught up in this frenzy, and I tuned into his show and called in and hung out, had a great time. And long story short, his show was on BTR, so that was my introduction to BTR. I was like, wow, that was cool, that was fun. And then at the end of the whole thing, I was like, wow, what's this? How did he do that? I want to do that. And so I looked into this BTR, the Blog Talk Radio that he did his show on, and I just decided to sign up, and the rest is history. And it's all due in part to Cube, who will be joining me shortly, I hope. Oh, he's on hold. Shit, sweet. Of course, I had to go to Twitter to figure that out. Let me find out what I'm doing here. All right, here he is. Cube, is that you?
What's happening, Vince?
Long time no talk to, bro. I'm really glad to have you on. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, let's see. Got some cool stuff going on here. Been writing for National Lampoon. Been doing that now for a while. Doing stand-up. Actually did some crazy crap with the law lately. But long story short, I'm taking a few months off from law. I saved up some money. I'm just going to screw around. Today was like the last day of law. I closed down the shop for a while, so I'm very excited about that. So I got some free time. I figured I'd say, what the fuck? I'd say hi to Vince from the Bay. See what the hell's going on over there with all your good weed here on the East Coast. It's fucking 1 year in the county you get if you get caught with a joint. What's going on in Oakland?
Well, I'm actually in San Francisco now, and I'm sucking down some super sour diesel. And
yeah,
I also have
down here. Allegedly.
I also got some green crack, and I have remnants of, you know what I smoked the other day that was the best thing I've ever had? Super Lemon Haze.
I think I've had something along those lines, but my favorite is stuff called cheese, allegedly.
Cheese, yeah.
Amazing. Amazing. And Blue Dream, some other ones.
Yeah,
but,
yeah,
no,
Blue Dream. There's all the Blue Dreams, the different blues. Blue cheese, blue dream, blue... Oh, my God, there's so many goddamn blues. It's ridiculous.
It's so ridiculous. I mean, the scientists have actually figured it out. And it's actually, as a matter of law, Vince, what's interesting is the conflict in law with the federal government, the law that's already on the books, what Obama's statement was, and what some rogue prosecutors are doing in the feds, and whether the grow shops are in compliance with state law. And there is no conflict. The federal law is supreme. But Obama said he wasn't going to go after them. You still have AUSA fuckheads who go after, let's say they're perfectly street legal in Colorado, for example. It's a real interesting period of time in the state of the law. And the way I like to think of it is, like, what would you do if you could do it all street legal according to state law? And it was right about when prohibition was going to end back in the day. And the answer is, you probably want to invest legally, as best legally as you can. And the way to do it right now, I'm curious. I got some downtime right now. I'm going to try to figure it out. And you know me, I fucking say anything. So I think it's a good idea. It's a hard idea to give advice on, because legally it's very vague and ambiguous, which is a problem between the courts and the federal government and the state government. It's not cool to the average person who's trying to say, hey, how do I start a business here? Am I going to get in trouble?
Yeah.
And I want to do it all right. And so I know that you talk about, I see that on Twitter, that you talk about legalization.
Oh, yeah.
I'm very pro-legalization.
Oh,
but,
yeah. Well, there's some shit that's been going down in my hometown of San Jose, where the city council just out of the blue decided they wanted to shut down all the cannabis clubs because, oh, my God, we have an infestation of cannabis collectives. It's out of control. There's over 100. We don't know what the hell's going on. We've got to get this under control.
Yeah, I mean, here's the problem that you run into, and this is, if you want the quick legal spin on it, which is lacking from a lot of these, whatever you watch, and look, I don't buy Fox if you follow me, okay, but if you follow CNN or anything reasonably down the middle, what a lot of the shows are lacking is, like, just objective legal analysis. And it doesn't really matter what side you're on here. It's a law that where there's confusion, To the reasonable person looking at it, between all the laws, and there are city councils that are acting arbitrarily, and that's contrary to what's in the 14th Amendment, which requires fair notice. And I don't think a liberal, a conservative, or whatever the fuck you want to call it, it's just somebody who's reasonable. And what's reasonable, it's not clear when city council schmuck decides to do whatever they want to do, and they're doing everything street legal, let's assume. But what are you supposed to do? How are you supposed to act as a business person, and especially if they want to stimulate the economy or give the economy the munchies at the very least? It makes no sense. So it's very frustrating, especially that you're living in it. At least you're living in it. Right now in Florida, you go to jail.
Yeah, that's bullshit, man. That's fucked up.
Yeah,
I'm all there's San Francisco is such a paradox. It's ridiculous. Like we got one, you know, on one hand we got the legalized marijuana clubs. On the other hand, they're outlawing circumcisions here. Well, I don't know. I don't get it. I don't understand. It's supposed to be.
Oh, I'll tell you. I was driving north up to Gainesville. I'm down in Florida for a wedding years ago. Gainesville is where UF is. And I live in Broward County, which is where Fort Lauderdale, like South Florida. And so I'm driving up, and there's an anti-circumcision billboard. I'd never seen one near Gainesville, where that fucking weird-ass preacher is from, wants to burn the Koran, like right around that area.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, the Westminster Baptist cocksuckers.
Whatever his name is. The idiot. He looks like the thin
man. It's one guy and his whole inbred family. I mean, come on. Are you kidding me? Is that all it takes to get on fucking YouTube and get on CNN these days?
Shit.
That's what it takes to get on CNN. Just get your inbred family to go out and burn the fucking – burn somebody's
– Ben, how many viewers do we have right now at Blog Talk Radio? How many people we got in the audience? You can be honest with me. I'm not
right looking. Right now we got 10 listeners in the chat, and we got 5 people listening on the line, and we got people with their hands up that I think want to talk to you, dude.
It's a huge audience, baby. It's huge. I like it. I miss doing the radio show. Now that I have some time off with law, thank God, even though I don't believe in God, but I still fucking say that. It annoys the shit out of me, Vince. So thank goodness, and that sounds gay or whatever, and I'll figure out some word to use there. But I'm glad that I have the free time to be able to fuck around with National Lampoon, and maybe I do a little bit more stand-up, which I don't know. I'm definitely writing and going out to Hollywood with a friend of mine who I write with, and we're going to try to sell some clips to some big machas out there. And that's just because I know people, not because I fucking am that good, but we'll see. We'll see what fucking happens. I don't give a shit. I'm calling the people who I know. Anyhow, who do we got on the line? We got people that want to talk to us?
Yeah, I was taking a hit. I thought you were going to keep talking.
That's cool, dude. No, and you know something? Why you take a hit? Since I'm on a roll. And, the reason I have some time off right now, I have a medical issue that went down my stomach. Long story short, I don't give a shit. My stomach went on the shitter. And so I need time off, like for the I had surgery, all this shit. And you get perspective when a thing like that happens. And so, long story short, I got 3 months off. And let me tell you, I was always allegedly a recreational user who loved it. Believe there was some medicinal value, had IBS, and it helped me with it. Absolutely helped me, but not to the point like where it's gone. So I was always a recreational guy who liked it recreationally, but also never really bought the medicinal argument until now. And I mean this, I'd affirm on a stack of non-Bibles, which is that the medicinal value, if it weren't for that, I would not have been able to eat. My mom brought me an Einstein bagel. It was like eating a fucking lobster at the Palm, was with the way it looked in my eyes. And if I didn't take a couple of hits, an hour later, what's different than the munchies that you normally get maybe from smoking weed, which I don't normally get anyways, but all of a sudden I got hungry, and a different kind of hungry than the munchies. It's kind of hard to explain. I don't know if anyone else had this experience who maybe has been sick or whatever. And I was really sick. The diverticulitis, they took out my appendix. What else did they do? They had a ruptured something in my intestine. It took out a half a foot to a foot of my intestine. And they gave me a shit bag, which I love, dude. It's the best shit I've ever had since before second grade. They're going to put it back together in about 8 weeks, so it's no big deal. I look at it with a, a fine eye. I don't give a shit. No pun intended, but it's no, it really is no big deal. I love making the jokes with the shit bag. And I'm watching the Heat game the other night, and I took a shit on the couch, and it didn't go anywhere except in the bag. And it's gross, and it's fine, but I don't care. So the thing is, though, with weed, is it helped. It really did, and I swear by it. I spoke to the surgeon from Duke today, actually, it was, and he completely agrees with me. I had the best surgeon in the world, and you know me. I've got a pedigree. I've been published in New England law schools and whatnot. And I got to tell you, as a person, I think this adds more credibility, at least in my mind it does, as a person who enjoys weed recreationally very much. But as a person who's like, shut the fuck up, dude, it doesn't help Tourette's. Maybe it does with Tourette's. But I can tell you with what I had, which was very serious. I almost died. I went septic. This thing helps me. It helps me eat. Now, I'm on Tokyo time right now, which is why I'm able to talk to you. But that's because of that I'm just, you know, messed up stuff in the hospital or whatever. So the benefits you get out of this are it gives you the munchies and perhaps finally the time to call up Vince on the radio.
Oh, man, I love it, man. Well, I'm glad you decided to pick me to come back onto BTR because I think it's appropriate because you were, like, I gave you that big long stroke introduction there.
That was nice. Yeah,
you're the one that got me into this BTR mess, so it would make sense that I help hook you back into it. BTR definitely needs you back, man. You should certainly get back on the mic, and I miss your rants, man.
Well, I appreciate it, but dude, you're doing a good job of it right now. And man, I can't even spell BTR. I'm just gonna fuck around, get some whores, stuff like that. Some weed.
Dude, speaking of whores, I got one here.
I gotta
for
chill
you.
Out, man. I gotta chill out.
Hang out, relax. We got callers here. Speaking of, I got one of my goddesses here with me. I got to bring her on. This is Kishu. Kishu, you're on with
your goddesses. I don't like using these Charlie Sheen words, Vince. Fuck those words. We'll use our own words. Goddesses. Nice.
Winning
here.
Right. Hey, Kishu.
Fucking world, motherfucker.
Where's my fucking poker?
What's up?
Hey Kishu, you're
okay.
On with what's his name?
Cube. Eddie. Cube, whatever you want to call me. Oh, shit,
what's your name?
Eddie,
what's up, Eddie?
Hi, how are you?
How's it going,
Jay?
I'm doing well, baby. My name's Kishu.
Hey Kishu, what's up?
My nipples are nice and hard for you.
Really? Like what?
Yeah,
you
they're always hard actually.
Right.
I'm driving in my car, and I got this bomb, like, lime lemonade, and that definitely...
Fucking
is
hit that bomb for me, Vic. Hit that bomb.
What?
No, it's a bomb.
I got lemonade.
Like
bomb,
you drop
like
a bomb,
bomb
on me?
Like,
yeah, like explosion, bomb, lemonade.
Like fucking, you know.
Go on, yeah, go on.
Yeah, so I'm just driving in my car with my lemonade, and I got a cigarette in my mouth, and
with your lemonade
chilling, and now there's a cop behind me.
I don't know, winning, anyone?
Okay, there.
Sorry, stuff. Winning. You love it. Your nipples. So you're driving around. Your nipples are out, and you got some lemon lime. Vince, help me out.
Lemonade. Yeah. That's what's happening.
Awesome. Yeah, she just went to pick up some
all
new shoes. Yeah.
Oh yeah,
very
I went
cool.
to the swap meet and I got a couple new pairs of shoes. And I'm sorry I got disconnected a second ago. I had to take a very important call. I got to go pick up some money from one of my sugar daddies.
I hear you.
Well, before you do that, you probably do something for Vince and
I'm just
like,
kidding.
While you're driving
I'm just
around.
But
right
I know it's my old roommate. Like, I have this roommate that lived with me for 4 months, and
right.
he never paid any of his rent. And, like, this was, like, 3 years ago. And now he's finally, like, he's like, oh, I feel really bad. I'm going to pay you back that money. And I'm like, whoa, that's weird because I never expected to get it. So he's like, come over and I'll give you some of it. I'm like, okay, cool. I could always use more money, definitely.
Right on. Hey, we got another caller here. Let's. This person's been waiting patiently. Area code 937. You're on with Vince, Cube, and Kishu. What's up?
Dude, I want to go over to Cube real fast, dude. You have never seen this fucking dank ass butt like I did. All right, this motherfucker. I swear to God, fucking white hairs and it had gray little hairs. And I was like, it's fucking long and these little hairs, gray man. And I was like, holy shit, man. And like. They do call it white rhino.
Whatever the fuck you want. I guess if you're going to get into business, part of what I think is cool about getting into it, if you're going to honestly, legitimately get into it, I don't know how you do it, but I think part of the fun is giving fucking names. And the names I would pick, though, dude, are, like, mean ones. Like, you picked out, like, White Rhino. Like, what about, like, Schindler's List? And I'm Jewish. I can make that fucking joke. I was raised Jewish, at least. So, like, I would make, like, weeds like Schindler's List. Like, I've seen God's Pussy is one name of bud. What funny bud names do you think you could come up with?
Dude, I don't know. I'd have to think about it.
Think about it. Yeah, it's like White Rhinos. That's too easy. What about
Platinum Candy Ass Jack Head Band?
That could be good.
Goose Nut.
I don't know. I don't smoke weed. I'm just joking. It's all shtick.
I don't get down like that.
I get dirty. I don't give a shit. You hear me okay? I'm on speaker and I'm taking a
break. Yeah, you sound great. You sound fine. You sound like you're on speaker, but it's fine. You sound like you're a baller, a player in Hollywood. You're just like, forget about it. You're just, you know, taking a meeting. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, I've got
I'm too big for this. I'm about to sign off.
Aurora B. R-O-O-R. It's a nice B.
Oh, right on. All right, well, we just lost that dude. He was too baked, I guess. I don't know. He dropped off. Let's take another call. We got area code 251. You're on the air with Vince, Cube, and Kishu. What's up?
Hey, Vince, Kishu.
I would say hi, but I'm muted.
No, you're not.
Well, I was muted.
Well, because you were fucking, you were driving at the windows down and, like, I don't know, like, had the thing, it was loud. I had to mute you for a second so I could figure out what that kid was saying.
You gotta warn me when you're gonna mute me, because then I talk and then I'm like, oh, la la la, nobody's there.
Anyway, go ahead. Dalton.
Speak.
Oh, it's Dalton. Oh, Dalton, what's on your mind tonight, bro?
I need you to do me a huge favor, man.
What's up?
Debbie's show's over and she's in a high def conference room.
Mm-hmm.
Dick Burns is
and
over there.
I need her. Conference number. I've got the phone number.
I don't know. I don't have that. Are you kidding me? I'm
message
doing my radio
Dick
show.
Burns.
Are you kidding me? I don't know any
Dick
of that
Burns.
Shit. Don't bother me with this crap. Are you kidding me? Come on, Dalton. I don't know what's going on with that.
Dalton, do you know who Dick Burns is? Because he's over there. I was just at his house, and he's over there in that conference. So if you get a hold of him, I'm sure he can help you out.
I don't know how to get a hold of him, and I'm just trying to get the conference room number. I got the number.
All right, okay, you know what, Dalton? You know what, Dalton? I'm going to take care of you right now, Dalton. Give me a second.
Okay.
Everybody's just got to simmer down here. Dalton, this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to get on Skype. I'm going to message Debbie Daly. She's not on. Okay, well, whatever.
Message Burns.
Yeah, I'll message Burns, and I'll tell him to tell Debbie Daly that Dalton is butthurt because he's not in on the call, and they have to call him immediately. Does Debbie Daly know? Does Debbie Daly know your number, Dalton? Does she know how to get a hold of you?
Yes, she should still have my
just
number.
Just ask him what the conference number is, the conference room number.
Oh, Jesus!
That's
Christ.
All you need to ask.
I'm trying to do a goddamn
conference
show here.
Room,
I'm trying to do a radio
number,
show.
You know what?
This is a garbage.
For the record,
your radio
still
show.
Go ahead. Hey, you know what? While I take care of this, go ahead. Hey, Cube, why don't you tell me what do you make of this whole Osama bin Laden thing? What do you think there was some war crimes going on? I heard he was killed execution style. Could the Obama administration be brought up on war crimes? What's up with that?
Nothing. I don't think there's any merit to it at all. I don't pay attention to it. There's a first of all, as a matter of, before I just get into a legal explanation, if you want one, the answer is there's no point, even if you, well, I don't want you to strongly believe in something that's just not there. There's nothing's going to ever happen, number one. Number two, as a matter of self-defense, that motherfucker dies, period. If this guy was a continuing imminent threat, and to me, sovereignty is not an issue, regardless of whatever the law is, the ultimate defense of that is self-defense. And I think self-defense, I can, beyond a reasonable doubt, they won't be able to prove it that the United States was not acting in self-defense by killing him. Beyond a reasonable doubt, I don't think that can be proven. And so I think it's I think it's a waste of time. I think we have better things to focus on as a country. And I'm a liberal, you know, people don't even know what liberal means anymore. But I consider myself a demahawk. But insofar as sovereignty issues and all that, I think it's nonsense. One of the problems of Twitter and the like is that it creates a megaphone for people who are schmucks. There's too much noise about stuff that typically only a very, very small percentage of the world or the country would think in terms of law that this is not justified. But there's a very easy defense. I can just say it to the street person on the street. This is a guy who fucked us, dude, and we have a way to get him. He possesses an imminent threat, which is what the self-defense of jury instruction is. And then the text is, well, beyond a reasonable doubt, and they can convict us. They have a chance by any reasonable jury of convicting us on that standard with self-defense, which let's assume that we did not have the sovereignty to go in there. Self-defense still applies. Like, for example, if it were, let's say it was Hitler, or let's just say it was a murderer that was down the street from you, but you don't know where he is. You can go fucking take that dude out and win it in a trial? The answer is yes. And so if you boil it, if you strip it down to its very basics, and you make it just a regular criminal case, even if you want to, none of that crap works because of self-defense. Fuck this guy. It's about time this country stop having all these cartoonish sort of things about Obama, who's a good man, who is a family man. He smokes weed. He fucking plays hoops. He can fucking shoot a three. He's a fucking smart dude. All these conspiracy things are bullshit. The Republicans, I know most people who I think listen to are independent, but it's fair to say that the Republicans make a concerted effort to turn him into a cartoon and make fun of him with socialism and all this other nonsense. It's total bullshit. If you ask them what socialism is, they don't even know what that means. And the truth is, this guy's a pragmatist. He's more moderate conservative than he is a liberal by definition. And there's really nothing to worry about. The worst thing that we're talking about is health care. And for Christ's sake, it ain't like the civil rights where they were separate but equal, where spots was hanging from branches and shit like that. That was craziness. This guy's trying to get us fucking healthy. That's the worst thing. Chill out. Everybody's got to smoke some weed, and we're going to be fine. We just whacked Bin Laden.
No, I'm down for whacking Bin Laden, no problem. But here's the problem I have, is that the whole premise of us and our whole war on terror is you're either with us or you're with the terrorists, right? If you harbor terrorists, you're with the terrorists. Now, we've been giving Pakistan like $1 billion a year in aid for the last like 10 years since we've been searching for Bin Laden. And lo and behold, he's been up in a garrison, you know, on house arrest this whole fucking time. All right? We've been paying for his house arrest this entire time.
I agree
with
you, Vince. It's exasperating where the money is.
And we got to reevaluate that. We got to pull that aid. If we're going to attack these people and treat them as the enemy, why don't we stop funding them first?
You're against that. That's Bush. I would say that it's a nuanced foreign policy strategy that neither you or I are equipped to fucking deal with, really. But at least you and me, we can say that it's not something that's easy to figure out. What the Republicans do is that Obama, and they try to blame it as either you're with us or against us, but I ain't Obama. Obama's a cold, calculated motherfucker. Like, you should have theme music, like in Family Guy, like that follows around Peter, but it would be like Superfly for fucking Obama. And, I don't like how he fucking takes shit. I'm telling you, Vince, I promise you, as a guy who's, dude, I defend, like, the worst of the worst, or I defend it, and the coolest of the cool. I've been there, done that. And let me tell you, it's a matter of fairness. It ain't fair what they're doing to Obama. He's done a fucking good job. And the things that you worry about, depending on where you're getting your information, I don't think it's fair, like, the information that is being fed all over the places is ridiculous.
I'm not buying into any of that. Believe me, dude, I can see past the personal attacks. I can see past all the bullshit. Trust me, dude. I'm over it, really. I think this whole left, right, Republican, Democrat, you know, liberal, socialist, capitalist, communist thing, it's all a bunch of crap. It's all wedge issues. It's all. It's all.
Define it. Next time you talk to them, ask them to define it real quickly in 20 words or less. Ask them. They won't even be able to. Fucking retards. Sorry.
Define
Sorry.
What?
Retard word.
All right. Hey, all right. I got to bring the people back on. I'm sure Kishu's pissed off because she's muted. She's unmuted now.
I'm pissed. No, I'm not pissed off. But I have to go, but I'll call right back in just a second. I just have to, like, pick up this money and shit. And
oh, yeah. No worries.
I will call right back in. Then you can, you know, lick my vagina, and I'll put your balls in my mouth.
Okay. That sounds like a deal. All right.
Okay. I love you. Bye.
All right. Love you, too. That's Kishu. She's a regular here. She'll be back. Let's see. We have area code 78. Oh, wait. Let me take care of some house cleaning here. Dalton, are you still there?
Yeah.
All right. I'm told the pastor, I can't get the conference. They won't give me the conference number. I can't get a hold of Debbie Daly, but what I did was I passed them somebody who's in on the call, I guess. I gave them the message to pass on to Debbie Daly that Dalton is looking for her, and I don't know. That's the best I can do, bro.
All right, thank you. I'm sorry.
All right, good luck with that, bro. Enjoy. All right, later. Oh man. Okay. What's that?
So, like an hour ago, I smoked a little bit. I have to eat, right? And I'm hungry right now. I would not, but for this stuff, I would not be able to. I really believe in it. It's amazing.
Oh, I love it too. I like to use the I'm kind of team sativa. I like to get the nice heady high, the high THC content, and you know, that's why my favorite stuff is like Super Silver Haze. Like I told you that I did a Super Lemon Haze. I need, because I'm like already I'm a Californian dude. I'm a mellow guy to begin with. I don't need the indica. I'm already kind of got the body high. I'm already mellow. I need something that's like coffee, like get me up,
on
get
Twitter.
Me going. What?
Your face is all stretched out on Twitter. You're like mad on Twitter. Your face looks so.
Oh yeah, that picture on Twitter was taken when I was 700 pounds. I've shed a lot of that.
That motherfucker is what I'm saying. But if you tweet the link, I'll put it on National Lampoon. That way, other people can listen in.
Oh, that's what's up. All right, okay, we got a half hour left. That great idea, bro. Appreciate it. This is what I'm going to do just for you. I have a little something I think you'll enjoy. Let me see if I can find it here. What did I? Oh man, I have so much. I've had this account for since I met you, dude, like 2 years. And
I don't know how long.
It's got to be over 2 years. But
it
anyway. I have amassed so many sound files on the switchboard. It's ridiculous. Let me see. I have this thing that I think you'll enjoy. Yeah, I think this is it. All right. Check this out. We're still at war with Libya, too. Don't forget about that either, bitches.
Oh, my God. They found me. I don't know how, but they found me. Run for it, Marty!
Who? Who?
Who do you think? The Libyans!
Holy shit!
As Commander-in-Chief, I am grateful to our soldiers, sailors, airmen, Marines, Coast Guardsmen, and to their families. And I know all Americans share in that sentiment. For generations, the United States of America has played a unique role as an anchor of global security and as an advocate for human freedom.
America.
Mindful of the risks and costs of military action, we are naturally reluctant to use force to solve the world's many challenges.
America.
But when our interests and values are at stake,
America.
We have a responsibility to act.
America, fuck yeah. Come out again to save the motherfucking day. Yeah, America, fuck yeah. Freedom is the only way. Yeah. Terrorists, your game is through. Cause now you have to answer to America, fuck yeah. Slick my butt and stuff on my ball. America, fuck yeah. What you gonna do when we come for you now? It's a dream that we all share.
I don't get down like that.
You're tuned to Disorderly Conduct with your host, Vince in the Bay. Give us a call, bitches. 347-826-7667. And now, back to the show.
God damn. I'm back with Cube, and I just dusted off the last of the super, whatever the fuck it was, gone, super sour diesel toast. I moved on to, now I got the green crack.
I'm eating some cereal here. Anybody up on the line?
Yeah, we got somebody here. Area code 786, you're on with Cube and Vince. What's up?
Hi, Vince. How are you?
I'm great. Who's this and what's on your mind?
Tech Girly. How are you?
Did you say Tech Girly or That Girly?
No, it's Jet Girly. What's up?
Oh, Jet Girly. My bad. Victoria, how are you, sister?
Good. How are you, baby?
Oh, my God. This is crazy. You won't be on with us right
you
now.
You keep getting muted. I'm losing you here.
Oh, can you hear me now?
I hear you now. Sounds like the commercial. My God, that's funny.
Yeah. I don't know. Cube, you're still there, right? You can hear me, right?
Yeah, I'm here. He's in cereal. Hello.
All right. So, Cube, you're in Florida, and so is Jet Girly. She's...
Hello?
All right.
Yeah, I'm in Florida. Yeah, I'm in Miami. Mm-hmm.
Oh, right on. Cool.
Broward County.
Yeah. Oh, well, you're in Broward County, but what part of Broward?
Fort Lauderdale.
Oh, what a deal. Okay. I'm in the beaches. I'm in Miami Beach.
Oh, awesome. How do you like Miami?
I love Miami. I've lived here all my life, born and raised here.
Oi.
She's Cubano.
Oi.
Yeah, I'm Cuban.
Cubano.
You were LeBron and everything, right?
What?
LeBron, Wade, Miami Heat.
I don't understand what you're saying.
He's talking about basketball. Do you follow the Miami Heat, the basketball team in Miami?
Oh, yeah. We went to the game. Well, actually, we went to a party of the game. It's in Blue Martini. We went to the one down here in Brickell. So, yeah, we follow them pretty closely. I mean, I couldn't go to the game because I was working, but after that we went to a party on Wednesday, so it was pretty jammy.
Awesome.
That's what's up. Yeah, The Miami Heat, they move on to play the Canucks next, right?
The Bulls we got. We're playing Chicago next round.
I think so.
That's gonna be the championship for all intents and purposes, right? Because the West Coast is just forget about it.
Miami's gonna kill them. Kill them. We're gonna kill them. Yeah. We beat them in 5 games.
It's disgusting. It's disgusting. I hate this. I just went from I just basically transferred my hate from Kobe to LeBron this season.
No reason to.
Yeah, there's total reason to.
Did you hear about LeBron's, I think it was a mother-in-law down here in Florida in the Fountain Blue, that she punched a guy, one of the valet boys, and she went to jail?
It's his mom, not mother-in-law's mom.
Oh, his mom. It was at the Fountain Blue. I was just at the Fountain Blue earlier today. We were cracking up. We're like, oh, my God, this is where this lady punched him in the face.
I love that LeBron's mom got arrested. LeBron's mom. LeBron's great, though. You know, like, LeBron didn't do a fucking thing wrong. This Kobe Bryant raped a girl. Then he gave this other girl a pink diamond to make up for it. And he fucking called someone a faggot. And everybody's mad at LeBron? Really? They're going to go fuck themselves. Miami rocks.
people, Vince, the people down here are just like the people in New York. They don't fuck around. I tell you like it is.
Yeah, no, you guys are all a bunch of coked up gamblers, right?
No.
I am looking at Fort Lauderdale. Go ahead, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Victoria, are you there?
I was listening to you.
Oh no, I think Cube was talking to you.
Yeah, you can go ahead, Victoria.
Oh, okay.
Go ahead.
Oh no. I don't think that yeah, you know, with Miami, I've already explained this to you, Vincent. We have you know, a variety of cultures here. We are very multicultural, and Miami has always known, like, I'm sure you saw Scarface. The club inside the Fountain Blue is where they filmed Scarface, a big shooting where they shot him down. So Miami's always been very big on, like, money and nice cars and you know, the film, the Miami Vice and the whole thing. So, yeah,
You grew up in Miami?
I grew up. I was born and raised in Miami. I was actually born on Miami Beach.
Where'd you go to high school?
I went to Monsignor Edward.
I went to Pinecrest in Fort Lauderdale, private school. What do you call it?
I remember Pinecrest. We had a swim meet there. I remember Pinecrest very well.
We were big swim high school. It was a big swim school. I never swim. I used to look at the girls though in the swimming pool, but didn't swim. So, like, here's what I think. Like, Miami's awesome. Like, I love Espanol, Noise Muy Malo, but Noise Muy Bueno. Okay? I love the multicultural aspect of it. It's very fast, very different than Broward. Broward's become a scumbag haven. It's filth. It's strip malls and fucking just weirdness and weird shit happens in Broward. The criminal cases I used to deal with were a lot harder to get rid of out of Broward than they were out of Dade. Was much easier. I love Miami. I love the Dolphins. I love the heat. I love the weather. I love being able to take some time off right now. We love Miami, like Levon. We love Miami. We love Miami. So I love it down here. But I very much wish, Victoria, that we had the law that they have in Oakland in California with marijuana. It's like bullshit what they do down here.
Oh, my God, but wait a minute. I mean, it's like, you think people don't do drugs here because they're unlegalized? I mean, if you go down to, and I'm going to tell you, look, it is, because I say things the way they are. I went last week into Mansion Nightclub, and we went to go see Deep Dish and Deadmau5. Well, honey, let me tell you, it smelled like marijuana in there because I was going sideways because I don't do any drugs or anything.
Around,
what the hell is going on?
It's around, but I wish it were legal. I wish it were legal. That's all I'm saying.
It's drunk in that place in there. You cannot take between the music and the marijuana. Forget it.
At the Mansion?
A Mansion Nightclub. It's on Washington and 14th in Washington.
I'm old, though. I'm 38 already. I'm old.
I'm not very young. I'm not, you know what, I'm no spring chicken. I'm 35. It's just that I have a lot of friends that have hookups.
I'll sex you up and stuff, Victoria. You got to watch out for me.
What?
I'll sex you up, Victoria. You got to look out for me, okay? I'm in Broward County.
You sound like you're from New York. You sound like you're from New York, let me tell you.
No, he's just, it's just his Jewish accent.
Oh, okay, because he's from New York. That's what it is. He's from New York.
I'm like an atheist Jew, like my friend said to me, says, Rawls, what the fuck do you mean an atheist Jew? And I say, well, I like money. I'm kind of fucking cheap. I just don't believe in God all that much. And my friend says to me, sounds like a real fucking Jew to me. And that's how I describe my religion. I'm raised Jewish, but I don't believe in really that much. I believe in me. I believe in pot and Vince. I believe in your show. How about that?
Right,
well,
on.
Let me tell you something. Hollywood is not doing too bad. The Hard Rock up north, where you guys live up in Fort Lauderdale, is not too bad. The Hard Rock Cafe is not bad.
I'll be honest with you. I don't like doing that stuff anymore. Maybe I'll get back into it. I almost got married like 5 years ago, but I didn't. And I don't like going to the clubs and shit anymore. I used to like going out and going to the late night clubs and doing all that shit. But lately, I like going to fucking dinner and a movie. That's it. And that's me. But
I do that too. But once in a while, and like I said, I have a lot of friends that do promoting, and I don't pay for the drinks. I don't pay for the entrance. I'm like, well, I might as well enjoy it when the big DJs comes on here and play.
What do you call it? Well, one night maybe I'll go out to one of the clubs. But I do stand up. I used to do stand up at the National Lampoon Club, which was over at A1A and Sunrise. And then they wanted me to go to the Improv at the Hard Rock, but I don't want to go. And I just got some time off my normal job.
A1A and Sunrise, is that Los Solas?
A1A is near Los Solas. So, but the club now, they do comedy once a month. I was opening up for all these big-time guys. I didn't know what the fuck I was doing, Vince. You would have been on the floor dying laughing. Doing my show.
No, let me tell you that when Dick Byrne goes on the internet, I started laughing. He pulled a picture of a penis, and I started laughing so fucking hard. My chest was hurting from laughing.
Laugh your ass off, too. Holy shit, my penis is so small. It's like a Tic Tac, but I'd say it's a half a Tic Tac. It's like a tick. It's fucking small. Holy shit. I asked for that surgery. I went in there. I was right. They gave me this gelatin and shit. And so right when I was going under, I'm like, I'm here for the dick transplant. They're like, what? The whole fucking ER fell over. I'm like, yeah, I'm supposed to get this really big black cock. And the last words I said before they fucking put me under for the surgery was big black cock. And so that's my surgery experience. I've got 3 months off from law, and I can do whatever the fuck I want. I'm going to L.A. to do my comedy, and I'm fucking fired up to fucking my first night of freedom. I officially closed down my practice today. I'm fucking fired up.
Right on, man. Bring it, bro. You got to hit me up when you get down to L.A. Well, we should link up and cause some trouble, dude. And speaking of trouble and Jews, I have a friend of mine on the program. He's my resident Jew, if you will. And he goes by the One Angry Jew, he's with us now. Hey, Jew, what it do?
What's with the pictures on the front of this Free Ball Friday thing?
Well, those are gentlemen that are freeballing it.
How do you know?
Can't you tell from the pictures?
Well, like the guy in jeans. He couldn't have shoved his underwear down low. Wouldn't you have to take their pants off to know?
I don't think so. I think it's pretty,
wouldn't you have
pretty
to know
apparent.
But wouldn't you have to take their pants off to know for sure?
True. But I think it's...
Are these friends of yours? You know these people?
Almost beyond a shadow of a doubt that...
I don't know about that.
But, okay, fine.
I'm not convinced.
Fair enough.
I'm not convinced. Yeah, sorry.
Fine. You got me on a technicality. They could technically not.
I know, but
not
first you're down at Haight Street, and I'm beginning to wonder. You're in the Bay, and now you got pictures of good-looking guys on the front of the thing there.
No. Haight Street is where all the hippies are. You got to get your districts right. It's the Castro where the fags are, all right? So just get it right.
Oh,
all right?
They never spill over? I mean,
never.
Fuck, the Mississippi
no.
Is
everybody
spilling
stays
over.
In there. Everybody stays, it's the law.
The Mississippi
we have so
is spilling over.
San Francisco, we outlawed circumcision, you asshole.
Com?
What's that?
I said when you click on your website, you go to comeonmycheck.com. What's going on over there?
Exactly. And I'm pretty sure the Moyles weren't involved in that whole bullshit with the circumcision, right?
Why don't you shove it up your ass before I use your damn yarmulke as a coffee filter? All right, you piece of garbage?
All right, I'm concerned about Melissa. Did Melissa get her sound?
Melissa is listening in right now. She doesn't have her hand up. Melissa, you're welcome to join in on the conversation. Right now it's let's see, we have Cube Eddie, we got Victoria, also from Florida. Both of them are from Florida. And then we have, oh, Jesus. Okay, we have. Well, speaking of Jesus, we have a Jew, the One Angry Jew. And we also have Dalton back. Dalton, what's going on, Dalton? Did you not get a hold of Debbie Daly? What's your damage?
Well, we were on the show, and then the show expired, and then she was talking about she did get the number, but then when she said or the number for the
what in the hell is he talking thing, about?
She was talking about this high def conference.
Whoa, what are you talking about?
Okay, so there's a high def conference
room. Like you're
fucking
dying.
All right, I downloaded 99 Gregorian chants, and I'm itching to play some of them.
Oh, God, not on this show.
Oh, man, they're great.
That's fantastic. Enjoy them in the solitude of your home, please.
Yeah. What are we discussing that I just jumped into?
Well, I have my friend Cube on with me. He's actually the gentleman who's responsible for me being introduced to Blog Talk Radio in the first place.
I see.
It was through him that when he used to have a BTR show back in the day, and I listened to his show, and he piqued my interest in BTR, and it's been downhill ever since.
Which day was that?
I don't know.
Remember how long ago that was?
It was like 2 years. I figured it out. It's right around the time of the.
It was before Obama got elected, right?
Obama was already elected. Obama was already elected. It was during the Iranian that green Twitter revolution thing. You did a show for that, and that's when I called in, and that was it.
Yeah, I was doing political law, like mixed with comedy. Now I'm doing mostly just. Now I'm mostly doing just everything. I don't know. I'm fucking around, you know. Mostly comedy, stand up, right, campoon. World, which is cool. What else? You follow my Twitter feed. You see what the fuck I do.
Yeah, you tweet under your name, and you also tweet under the National Lampoon.
Another dude who's been tweeting there, the guy was on Amazing Race, I occasionally will write in there when I have time. I only write a few, but he's been crazy with it, picking up our followers. He's been doing a great job. Justin Canoe, his name is.
Who else we have on the line?
We have Cube. We have Victoria. Say hi, Victoria.
Hello. How are you?
And we have Dalton. Say hello, Dalton.
Hi.
And then we have Kishu back with us. Say hey, Kishu.
Hell yeah, baby.
Oh,
how are you, Misha?
Fucker. I'm doing well, Victoria. How are you, baby?
Good, baby.
I'm thinking 2 weeks, not this weekend, but the next weekend, trip to San Francisco for the weekend. I don't know exactly what dates those are, but if that's possible for Vince and you, Victoria, it's possible for me. If not, we can do it the weekend after.
Oh, yeah, it's time to get down in the hometown with the goddesses. Everybody come out. Cube, you're coming out too, bro. Cube, you're invited. Jew, you're coming out. Everybody, Dalton,
you
can come out.
Did you talk to Burns? He was coming.
Yeah.
Burns won't fly on a fucking airplane.
Burns,
I would have to drive my car.
Everybody,
so
you're all invited. It's a huge
party. Hold on. Why wouldn't Burns fly in an airplane?
I don't know. He won't fly on airplanes. I don't know why. It pisses me the fuck off because I'm always like, travel with me, and he won't do it. But maybe if he wants to go, we might drive.
Let me ask you a question. You didn't send photos of my boy over to Burns, did you?
No.
Okay.
I have those two photos that you sent me, and they're in my Skype, but I haven't sent them to anybody. Why?
All right, that's good. Then it was our friend Madeline Moxie Slater who did it. Okay.
Hmm.
No, not a problem. Just Moxie's behaving badly, that's all.
That's not good. You guys,
this is not good.
Save...
I don't want this. Let's not do this on Vince's radio show, please.
Exactly. This is like
why?
Offline chit chatter. I don't want any of this off. This is like take the offline.
Yeah, I don't want the drama. You don't need. Doesn't want the drama. Vince is my friend. Moxie's my friend. Burns is my friend.
Let's just leave it there. Okay, you guys, if you want to talk about this,
it's not my friend.
If you want to dox each other or dox your friends or talk about being doxed or who doxed you or who is
who
trolling
uses
you.
Uses that word?
Do it somewhere else. I've
never heard that word before. Who uses that word?
Everyone.
Not everyone. I've never heard that other than on Blog Talk Radio. and between Vince and
Debbie. You hear it on Facebook and everywhere. I hear it all over the place.
Really?
Maybe it's just a younger crowd.
Yeah, what do they call this language? Because this whole win thing and fail and whatever, where does that come from?
It's just
internet,
part of the
dude.
Whole cultural zeitgeist, dude. I mean, how does any of these,
which
like,
culture? I'm sorry, wait. Which
culture? The collective culture, the one that you, the society.
The one that I'm not in part of.
The one that you have nothing to do with.
Exactly, okay.
I do have a question, Drew. What photos and what was
the... Oh, I don't know. There was only...
Actually, okay, we won't do this on Vince's show, but we can talk when I get back
to
the house. It is funny. So, we'll just talk about it when I can get on chat.
Yeah, I have gotten the entire community of BTR to say Jew. I mean, how good is that?
It's pretty cool, Jew.
Everybody has been trying
to... You're not only a Jew, you're a rude Jew.
I would like to know why people are after the angry Jew.
They're jealous.
I don't know about that. I don't think Burns is jealous of anybody. He just likes to piss people off because...
Yeah.
The thing with Burns is, like, he has a fucking maid. Like, I fucking do everything for that fool. He has a good life.
Fucking unbelievable. He's got some balls.
Victoria, how many cocktails have you had tonight? Are you?
Who is Victoria?
I'm fucking laughing. This shit's hysterical.
Victoria is amazing. I love Victoria.
Who is
she? She's like my mom's age, but she's, like, so fucking cool. Like, I fucking love her.
I'm only 35. I'm not that fucking old.
My mom's
only younger than me.
She's, like, 39 or 40. My mom's, like, 39 or 40.
Yeah, but that's pretty
old. Yeah, you're not
old.
That old. 35's not that old.
35 is pretty old.
Vince,
how old are you, Jew? How old
all right,
are you?
All right, hey, hang on a second. Hang on a second.
I'm,
Dalton, are you taking off?
Yeah, I need to get some shovel. I got a...
Because you're going to be doing surgery. You're going to be doing surgery in the morning. All right.
Yes, well, he does. He's
got
a big count.
I got a date.
Thank you.
I got a date.
Sweet dreams.
I got a date at 6 this coming evening, so...
Oh, my God. You got to get ready. Yeah, for sure, dude.
Yeah.
Right, well,
you're
going to
get
me and my
cookie?
Girlfriend are going to Ruby Tuesdays.
Oh, my God.
In Spanish Fork. And then we're going to just hang out around Barnes & Noble.
Sweet.
That sounds
good.
Like a great date.
Are you gonna finger bang her later?
You must be in your 40s.
I don't do that.
I think I'm just the youngest girl on Blog Talk Radio, and I think it's just weird for me sometimes because I hang out with all these old people. Not that you guys are, you know, old, but you're older than me.
We're old.
Okay, I'm gonna stop being mean and offensive about being old. Anyways, how old are you, Jew? I'm really curious to know this. Because I've never known.
I'm in my late 40s.
Okay, that's what I guess. I guess late 40s or early 50s.
But 50s. I would never date a woman that was over 33 or 35. I don't know. It's
You see Victoria. She's a fucking hottie. She's 35 and she's a hottie.
Well, maybe, but she's probably going to lose it in 2 years anyway, so.
No, sweetie.
Well,
no, sweetie.
Look at Moxie.
I look like a kid.
Moxie is in
she'll
her 30s,
carded.
And Moxie is like, she looks like she's in her 20s. Moxie
hold on,
is so
hold on,
fucking
hold on.
Awesome.
I've seen
I think she's so sexy.
I've seen a current picture of Moxie, and the smoking is not doing her any good.
Yeah, but Moxie's skinny. I'm not skinny
I
like Moxie.
Sexy. Yeah,
Moxie's
but I don't, I mean, the thing is, like, you can be skinny, you can be fat, but, like, if you're beautiful, you're beautiful. You know, that's the way I feel.
My head can't hit the pillow in my head.
I have boobs. I have PNA.
Fuck yeah. I've been really thin in my life, and I've also been really fat in my life. Right now, I'm at a pretty fat stage. You know, like fucking, I had a kid. I gained 70 pounds during my pregnancy. I'm not happy with it, but like fucking, I know that like I could be.
You were obviously.
Why don't you do a tummy tuck? You know, tummy tucks are not expensive. $2,000.
I'm not really into like the whole kind of under the knife thing. I'd rather do it like where I eat well and exercise. The thing is like, I know that I'm super beautiful. In my eyes, I'm the most beautiful girl in the world. I've never met any girl that's, like, as awesome, like, as exotic and beautiful looking as I am. You know, I have, like, amazing eyes, amazing lips, an amazing nose, like, a wonderful face structure. Like, so I know that I have good hair. Anyways, but I can go on and on. But I know that, like, fucking no matter what size I am, I'm beautiful, you know? And I think that, like, you know, Moxie's skinny. Moxie is fucking beautiful. You're not fat, Victoria. You know, you're not, like, super skinny. You're curvy. But you're fucking beautiful, you know? Like, and it doesn't even matter how old
I
people
like
are.
Curvy.
Like, if they have beauty,
I
they have
beauty,
you know? That's all there is to it. So.
I love curvy. Okay, so we've officially scared off my friend Cube. He left.
Aww.
Shouts out to Cube.
Oh,
I don't know if he got intimidated or bored or tired.
Probably got
or
bored
just,
with us ladies.
Yeah, he probably was just like, all right, this
all
is
all these old dudes on DGR just want to talk like politics and shit, and it's
yeah.
just fucking
yeah,
wild
I know
because I don't
know.
Give a shit about politics. But maybe it was because I was born in Soviet Russia, so I don't know. But
right. Okay, so we
whatever.
Still have, but it's all good. But I think Melissa Hopkins wants to hop on. She's complaining about being muted.
She's a hottie for her age, too.
She doesn't have her hand up, but I'm going to unmute her. What's up, Melissa?
Yeah, I was wondering why I was muted.
Well, your
and
hand's not up.
I am in my 40s and very happy about it.
Okay.
Yeah, you look good for your age, definitely.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I'm biting my tongue not to talk about politics.
But oh, well, you missed out.
I think
out.
It's just because, like, my generation, like, just fucking the majority of the kids my age just don't care about politics. And maybe we're all ignorant, and maybe this is why the fucking world is as fucked as it is, because the fucking my generation and the next generation coming and my daughter's generation, they're all fucked, you know? I've just accepted it, I guess.
How old are you?
But I'm 23.
Uh-huh. I really didn't get serious probably till I was 26.
Gotcha. Yeah, I mean, more recently, actually, like, listening to Blog Talk Radio and some of these different politics shows and, like, Ghosts and stuff has actually got me a lot more interested in politics than I've ever been in my life.
Mm-hmm.
So I will say that. But,
no,
I don't
Ghost
know.
Is
for
a
the
piece
most
of
part,
work. I sit there and I laugh my ass off. That man's a classic.
I know.
That
Ghost is amazing.
Unfortunately, it just takes a lot of time to know everything that's going on. And
exactly.
if you miss
it's
a big chunk of it, then you feel totally ignorant to it. And
exactly.
Then you feel stupid. And
that's how I feel with politics, definitely. Yeah.
Yeah. So I
yeah,
can
but
it.
Still, though, still, pretty much everything that happens, every issue or any news story that happens, if there's some sort of political spectrum that it hits that it falls under, you more or less know the talking points that each side's going to take. You more or less know who's going to land on which side. Like, if we go to war,
yeah, you do. If you're
observing, you know exactly what the left is going to say. You know exactly what the right is going to say.
Yeah, if you're observing people from the outside, unfortunately.
But do you know what the Jew is going to say?
Unfortunately, I'm on the inside, so I know too much, I guess.
No, I know
that's
too much.
That's why I'm moving to Oregon in 5 weeks.
The People's Republic of Oregon?
He's moving to Oregon. He's moving to that shit.
I'm going to be the only conservative in the whole state, I think.
That's what everybody says about California. You know what? There's a lot of conservative people in California. It's ridiculous.
Yes.
Like,
that was amazing.
The only thing I really know about conservatives is, like, I dress, like, for the majority of the part, I dress very conservative where I'm, like, out in public. That's about all I know about that. I love, like, fucking, like, pantsuits and, like, girl suits. Oh, it's, like, I love that style so hot.
I do, too.
Like the Hillary
Clinton
look?
You're better off living in California.
You know, when I first worked in the Senate in the late 80s, they would not let women wear pantsuits. They could
That's
only
ridiculous.
They could only wear skirts and
well, I like the
skirt
suits too. But...
And you had to wear pantyhose. It could be 110 degrees outside, and you had to wear pantyhose. And
I had
said,
a job like
it.
That where I had to dress that exact outfit pretty much.
Wow, that does not allow your vagina to breathe, does it?
It doesn't.
Okay,
I
must
love
be,
crazy
That must
stuff.
Be scary at the end of the day.
The only thing is because I live in Tucson, Arizona, like, the summers here are so hot, so it's, like, almost impossible to dress that way during the summer. Like, so in the summer, I'm always, like, I don't know, I wear, like, a lot of, like, what are they called? They call them pedal pushers, I think. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. I'm picking up what you're putting down. All right, we're getting ready to say goodbye to all the live listeners. Thanks for tuning in, everybody. Debbie Daly, Donnie C., In and Out, Melissa Hopkins, MILFtastic, The Jew. Peace outie to the live listeners. Check me out, I don't know, sometime in the near future. I don't know if I'm going to do a show tomorrow night. But check me out on Twitter. In the meantime, twitter.com/VinceInTheBay. I love you all, and we'll make a love to you all again soon. Thank you very much. And all right, we're still going, though, here. If you guys want to keep talking, I got everybody unmuted.
Who's trolling against Debbie now?
What?
Debbie doesn't want to troll.
It's always just a bunch of people. It's not that anybody on BTR is, like, telling them to do it. But, like, the trolls, like, on 4chan and shit like that, they just have gotten hip to BTR lately, and now they're just like, oh, we're just going to randomly troll people. So I don't think that anybody's really trying to troll her. You know?
No,
every
I
time
think,
they do
I
that
think,
to me, though, I just I, hang up.
I think the majority of those kids got tired of Debbie Daly. I think the only person they haven't gotten tired of yet is Ghost.
Oh, no, they're not
tired
of me either.
No,
oh,
no, you don't do a show, Jew. You don't know what we're talking about. Have you been to Ghost's show in the last couple of weeks?
I've seen what
he did. I have.
The Ghost
I'm
show
not
is hysterical. That Bud Stalker calling in.
I'm not impressed
Dude,
with any of the
I know
BWC.
That kid. He's amazing. He's BWC, and he's awesome. Yeah,
he's
the Bud Stalker's
BWC.
BWC.
I thought the Bud
I'm not
Stalker
impressed
was,
with the
know,
BWC.
I thought you and I knew the Bud Stalker.
Because you know what, Jew? What's
your BWC?
Jealous. You are jealous, Jew.
One
you're
at
jealous.
A time. Don't turn this into the Skype assholes, please. I'm gonna go to. You're gonna put me to sleep really
Who
fast.
Who said I was jealous?
I'm just fucking with you.
Well,
Jew
here.
Oh yeah, I mean, I'm not. I'm just not impressed. In fact,
well,
I'm the opposite.
Well, because you're into
opposite.
A different style of. You're into a different style of quote unquote trolling.
Are
yeah,
you
I troll
with
some
show?
Finesse. I troll with some finesse, with some...
I'm surprised Burns is not on talking to us.
Class.
I know, right?
Hey, Jew, are you impressed with my show?
I'm in his driveway right now, to be honest.
Well, I have one question about your show, Melissa.
That's dedicated. Now, that's next-level trolling.
Though?
She's in his driveway.
Now, wait a minute. Hold on a second.
Right?
Melissa, I have one question about your show.
Okay.
What in the hell are the words to that song, that bumper music that you use?
Good Time Radio.
That's what it says?
Yeah, Good Time Radio.
And why do you use that?
Well, I'm a lover of 70s motion.
You sure you're stalking him?
And I think it creates that kind of sound. And then I liked the lyrics.
That's a 70s disco something or other?
Yeah.
Are you playing it at a different speed?
No.
All right, it's just very strange. Oh, Vince, what happened to your Jew guy that was going to out-Jew me?
I think he passed out, dude. He dropped off. I don't know what happened, dude. I think he got intimidated. I think there's only enough room for one Jew.
How do you out-Jew? How do you out-Jew the Jew? I'm sorry, I need to know how that works.
I guess you can't. I thought he was going to come close. But
Angry Jews, did I tell you my favorite joke?
Yes.
Oh, I did already.
Yeah,
we've all heard it.
We've all heard it. So
All right.
Oh, and Victoria, to answer your question, no, I'm not stalking him. I'm just coming over to get him some food because he's hungry.
All I'm trying to do is put a broadcast out there for people to learn from so they don't have to sit on their fat asses and complain that I ain't got no opportunity because my kids and all this other crap. And lo and behold, right. I've got Bill Wagner crew, shoved so far up my anal passage. I mean, why don't you just tell them to take about 10 steps away from my freaking butt crack already, Bill?
Oh, I got to play you this thing. I have this one clip. Speaking of BWC shit.
Why does Ghost think that Bill Wagner has something to do with the Bill Wagner crew?
Ghost is next level troll, bro. You don't even know what you're talking about.
Yeah, I think he's just joking around.
Think so?
I don't get it.
Okay.
You sure you're bringing him food at this time? Yeah, he didn't eat anything all day apparently.
He wants me to come out and see him.
Oh really?
Where
what
is
happened?
He?
What happened between you two? I don't know.
I just told him he was no talent, but he wants me to come out and see him for some reason. And I said, look, if I'm going to go out to the Maury show or go out to one of these things and take a paternity test or a lie detector test, they usually will pay for the flight and, you know, decent hotel and food. And I asked him if he would do that, and he said he couldn't afford it.
He's a real Jew, then.
He's trolling, yeah.
No, he's not a real Jew. He's a putz.
You can't
putz,
really afford that shit, then you're a real Jew.
He's a putz,
he's
but
not
that
a
doesn't
Jew.
Make him a Jew.
I take care of him. Are we still talking about Burns?
What's Bill? What
no,
was
I think
back?
No, he's
no,
talking
no,
about.
No. You were talking about somebody being a cheap Jew. I didn't know
no.
what you were
Oh my God, no. The
all
Jew's
right,
talking
right,
about
right,
Bill
Victoria.
Wagner. You're talking.
No, I'm not talking about Bill Wagner. I'm
talking
about
talking
Dick Burns. Dick Burns told me to come out to Arizona. I asked him if Debbie could mail him some money for a GPS so he could at least give me coordinates because, you know, Arizona's a big place.
You can come stay at my house, baby Burns.
And I would like that. And by the way, I agree with what you said.
How do you send money through a GPS? I've never heard of this.
All right, Victoria.
What do you agree? You agree with what did I say?
Who is this Bill Wagner guy?
About being beautiful, I agree with that. Now, Victoria.
Oh, thank you.
I would like you to focus. Okay, try focusing. Put down the Sambuca or whatever it is that you're sucking on, and let me see.
All right, I'm getting tired of this. I'm going to go to bed. Thanks for coming out, everybody. I get bored listening to him for too long.
He got jelly because he called me beautiful and he was going to come stay in my bed.
No, it has nothing to do with that. It has nothing to do with that. Come on. Give me a break. I'm fucking tired.
Jelly.
And I don't want to hear this shit anymore and I'm just fucking over it. All right?
I'm over it.
No, fine. If you really want to keep hearing the Jew, I'll just mute myself. I'll go away and you guys can let the thing go for the next. I mean, it'll just keep going. So.
No, Vance, who is this Bill Wagner guy, though? I don't know who
he
is.
Oh, my God. Here, Jew, go ahead.
Yeah, he wanted to take his ball and he wanted to make everybody go home because he's tired. Oh, boy. Now, what was I saying? You still there, Victoria?
No, I'm here.
All right, good. Now pay attention. I'm talking. I had suggested that Debbie send Dick Burns money for a
all right, I
got to
go to bed, too.
And so he could buy a GPS. So he could tell us where he is so I could come visit him.
Oh, okay.
He wanted to see me. He wanted to meet me. I don't know why.
He wanted to meet you.
I don't know why. He just wants to meet me. Something about he was being a big shot. I get this impression that he's this kind of skinny guy.
He's actually a trained MMA fighter. He's huge. He's like 230 pounds. He's like 6'2". He's
right.
A big boy.
You have pictures of him?
He's trained in different martial arts. Yeah, I have pictures of him, but it's up to him if he wants them to be sent. Because,
why won't
you know,
he fly?
Yeah, exactly. I wouldn't do that. I wouldn't send out his pictures. He doesn't like that, and you have to respect that. Oh, yeah, no,
oh,
of
yeah,
course.
Yeah,
I mean,
right.
If he wants to send you a picture, he'll send it to you, trust me. Because,
how,
I mean, like,
why won't
he's
fly?
My best friend, you know, I'm not going to do anything like that.
Why won't he fly?
I don't know why he doesn't fly. You'd have to ask him that. He's fucking, like, right now, you know, I'm at his house, and I'm about to go inside in a minute when I'm done talking to you guys. But, you know, he is very talented in my eyes, so maybe you just, what you're seeing of him is not the talent that I see. I don't know. But, I don't know what happened to why he has pictures of your kid, or what happened there? I'm really interested now.
I'm not. I really don't care, and I don't want this to become some sort of record of some sort of trolling. This is how I get in trouble,
okay.
All right?
Okay.
This is how I get
in
trouble.
I'll talk to you about it on Skype, too.
Yeah,
and
you guys talk about this on Skype. I'm really tired, and I'm ending my show now. I really love you all, and I don't know. You can make up whatever excuse for why I'm shutting down my show. I'm telling you right now, this is why I don't usually go into overtime, because it turns into an open chit-chat room, and people start saying stuff, and things come out that may or may not offend people, and suddenly, all of a sudden, I got a target on my face, and I'm just not really up for it, okay? And no offense to everybody, but we'll do it again really soon. If you want to keep chit-chatting, everybody's got everybody's Skype. You can cam up and do what you have to do. I don't care, all right? I'm going to bed. You can go find somewhere else to congregate, but you're not doing it here. All right? Good night. We'll be right back.
Thank you very nice.